Hello everyone, this is Harp at culips.com, C-U-L-I-P-S.com, and I'm bringing you the Chatterbox Podcast. Today we have a very special guest.
Hi, I'm Jessie.
So now Jessie's a new friend of ours. We hope she's going to stick around for a long time.
Yeah, I think I will.
So today we're just going to do what we do best. We're going to chat. And so with this podcast, as with all of the podcasts, you can go to the website and check out the lip service. And at the lip service, you'll find the detailed explanation, the transcript, and even a short little quiz. So let's get started. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You're not from Montreal.
No, I'm originally from North Bay, Ontario, which is about 4 hours north of Toronto.
4 hours north.
That,
wow.
It's quite a ways.
Is it cold up there?
It is in the winter. Oh, it's not too cold in the summer.
Thank God. Imagine.
You know, we don't really live in igloos or ride dog sleds or anything.
You don't?
No, surprisingly no.
All my hopes and dreams are just shattered.
I guess you'll never be visiting North Bay now.
No, I'm just joking. So, how long have you been in Montreal?
Right now, I've been in Montreal only for about 2 months.
Okay, and what do you do here?
I'm a medical writer.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, basically what I do is I write about different medical subjects, like diseases and different kinds of medicine. And we make educational computer programs for pharmaceutical salespeople.
Interesting. Now, when we were talking before, we realized that we've had a common experience.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we've both done the teaching English in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So how long were you there for?
I was there for 1 year.
1 year in Korea. And where in Korea were you?
I was near a town called Gwangju.
Which is in the south.
Yeah, it's way in the south of Korea.
Okay, so tell me about your year there.
Well, I had a pretty incredible year there. I experienced a lot of new things. I met some really great people, saw some really neat mountains, did some hiking. Overall, it was one of the best years of my life.
I agree. I would say the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So now, what did you think of the food?
I have to say that I loved the food.
Really?
I did.
I agree with you 100%.
I really like spicy food. We had a lot of fish there because the town was near the ocean.
Okay.
And I love eating with chopsticks.
Were you good with chopsticks from the beginning?
I was pretty good.
Oh,
because
I'm impressed.
I had a little bit of practice from here in Canada already, and the expectations weren't very high. Maybe they've seen a lot of English teachers from Canada who aren't very good with chopsticks, because it seemed like every time I succeeded in getting a bite of food to my mouth, everyone was telling me that I was really great at using chopsticks.
I think it's because they saw people like me.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was ridiculous with the chopsticks in the beginning.
Did you get your shirt pretty dirty?
Yeah, I kind of sometimes put the Kleenex on the shirt so I wouldn't.
One time I had to eat spaghetti with chopsticks.
No.
That was the most challenging meal.
And you did it?
I did it, but I got a little bit of tomato sauce on myself.
I think I would have been more successful with just my fingers.
Probably.
Now, what did you think were some of the differences or the similarities between Korea and Canada?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think maybe there aren't as many differences maybe as there used to be.
Okay.
Because everything's so global now. Like, I had used chopsticks lots of times before I went to Korea.
Okay.
And lots of people in Korea listen to a lot of American, Canadian music.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the big differences was in the language. Obviously, not just the difference between Korean and English, but the way the language is used.
So, did you speak Korean?
I didn't speak very much, but I tried really hard.
Okay.
I learned kind of the basic words for thank you, please. I started learning some simple things like colors and numbers. And I actually learned how to read the characters, but I didn't always know what they meant.
Okay, so now you said that was one of the differences between maybe North American, or English and Korean. Can you explain that?
Well, in Korean, there are three different levels of formality in language. So you'll use one form of a word when you're speaking to your peer, to someone who is socially equal to okay. you. And then you'll use a different form of a word when you're speaking to someone who's younger than you or who is maybe your employee. And then you use a third form of a word when you're speaking to someone who is your boss or older than you. It's a big part of the culture, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was an interesting part. So did you do a lot of traveling around Korea when you were there?
Yeah, we tried to do as much traveling as we could on our weekends, on our holidays. Sometimes we took the train to Seoul.
Okay.
And it was neat because here in Canada, if you want to take the train from one side of the country to the other, that's going to take you days and days. But in Korea, we could take the train from the south tip to Seoul, which is in the north, in about 4 hours.
Yeah, no, I know. And people thought that was really far in Korea.
Yeah.
Did you find that?
Yeah. Well, one thing I like to do was to show my students a picture of Korea, of the country, like on a map,
mm-hmm.
and then to ask them to draw Canada beside it on the blackboard.
Okay.
To the right size.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really funny because when I actually showed them how big Canada was compared to Korea, they could not believe it. The distance from the very south of Korea to the very north is about the same distance as from Toronto to Montreal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Canada is so huge.
It really is.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's great. It sounds like you had an awesome time in Korea.
I had a great time.
I think maybe we should wrap up here.
All right.
All right. So thanks, everyone, for listening. That was The Chatterbox, and this is Harp.
And this is Jessie.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.